for Ag Life, I'm Bill Baker with American Cattle News.
What we are producing is a product that is good for you.
That's Jerry Efforts of Efforts Black Butte Acres in Velva, North Dakota. Also with the Federation Division of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association helping with the beef checkoff. And he says all cattlemen have one thing in common.
You could interview folks from every state in the union, from all kinds of operations. We have folks that probably have 10 cows. We have folks that probably have 5,000 cows. But I think the core relationship is that quality of life.
And protecting beef's reputation.
We've been doing this since time began, and never before have we been challenged as much by misperceptions. And so it's not that we aren't still producing that good product, but we are dealing with a lot of challenges of misinformation.
Every year, the cattle industry gets together to honor stewards of the land. And Effort says there are many qualified nominees.
You know, for every one of those nominees, seven nominees from around the country, there's probably 15, 20, 30 more that weren't nominated. So this is an indication of our industry. Somebody gets the award. The Doan family extraordinarily deserving of that. But you know, there's just thousands of other cattle producers all across this country that would be equally representative of that kind of lifestyle.
Effort says consumers want to continue to know where their food is coming from, and the effort to make beef what's for dinner a priority.
Thank you. That's the message that we're trying to get across. We are in a competitive world. Regardless of what you read in the paper, we are in a competitive world, certainly competitive for people's market share of what they spend to put on the dinner table. We like to think, and I'm totally confident, that when we put a piece of beef in the center of your plate, you're going to have the best possible experience in terms of eating, nutrition, and representing what is good for your family.
And that's Cattleman Jerry Efforts. And now with more cattle news here on Ag Life, here's Patrick.
Bill, it's good to know your threats.
So we shared some insights with our attendees about animal rights activism.
That's Hannah Thompson-Weeman, Vice President of Communications with the Animal Agriculture Alliance based in Arlington, Virginia. She's speaking about the recent 2018 Stakeholder Summit in Arlington, bringing more than 300 attendees together to discuss animal agriculture. And they learned about animal rights activism.
And we also talked about some of the groups and individuals out there who are just opposed to what we do in animal agriculture, regardless of our efforts to continuously improve in key areas. So we shared some insights with our attendees about animal rights activism. What are those groups doing? What tactics are they using? And how can we both prevent them from being able to influence our industry?
That's Hannah Thompson-Weeman, Vice President of Communications with the Animal Agriculture Alliance based in Arlington, Virginia. As the West starts to heat up, there's always the threat of wildfires on grazing land. Ethan Lane is Executive Director of the Public Lands Council.
Wildfire is one of those defining issues that it's if you're on the other side of this ledger, if you're in the environmental community, that has got to be the most conflicting thing in the world for you, because, you know, all of these resources that those folks claim to want to protect, whether it's sagebrush ecosystems or, you know, endangered species or any number of things, wildfire wipes all of that out in the blink of an eye. For all of us that deal with this stuff on a daily basis, that think about these issues, we know that the quickest way to reduce that catastrophic threat is through grazing and through responsible management, to get those fuel loads down and take care of the ecosystems that we're supposed to be protecting. Locking the gate and putting our head in the sand and pretending that, you know, nature will sort of take care of itself is simply not a rational way to look at this stuff. We're managing landscapes and have been for the entirety of you know, European civilization in America.
For AgLife, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.